This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. And what I want to talk to you about today is giving the Bible to the Lord. You know, you've got to put it in His hands. That's why Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Well, I want to go to Proverbs, the third chapter, and I want to read verses 5 through 8. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding." How many times have we gotten under pressure, got in a battle, got in a warfare, needed to make a decision, didn't know what to do, that we've tried to do it in our understanding. We've tried to do it in our experience. We've tried to do it in the ability that we had. But here, Proverbs is saying, "Lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord." It's not that God don't give you abilities, and it's not that God don't give you wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He had Jesus grow in all these things when He was in that time from His 12 till He was 30. Jesus grew in knowledge, wisdom, understanding. He waxed strong in spirit, found favor with God and man. So when Jesus stepped out there for ministry, He had been prepared. Everything had been revealed in Him, and it was time for the manifestation. Too many times we step out for the manifestation and we've not had what we need revealed in us. So be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Many battles, physical battles, were fought in the Old Testament, but today it's a totally different thing. You've got to grasp the reality of this, because we're not fighting physically man to man. That's why Paul, when he got into the armor of God over there in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, right after he wrote, you know, on "Finally, my brethren, be ye strong in the Lord and in the power of His might," Paul went on and said, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil," or against the schemes, the plotting, the planning of the devil to take you out, to take you down. The devil is there. If there's a chance, God will use you. You will be a hindrance to His kingdom. You will be a vessel that will yield over to God. Then the enemy's going to do everything he can to take you out. He's going to plot and scheme years in advance. So you've got to guard yourself. You've got to guard your life. You've got to guard your ministry. You've got to guard your life. And that's just the way it is when you are called of God, because if you ever let your guard down and the enemy gets in, he's going to wear you out with condemnation. So know that when he says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." This is not man-to-man warfare like it was back in the Old Testament. It's not just whipping a soldier in battle. It's not just killing your enemy with a sword physically, but it's learning to fight mentally and spiritually. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. If I could get you to understand how much doctrine that man teaches that's not right, that messes God's people up to where they get this stuff in their spirit, and then when the truth is preached, it's hard to get people to turn loose of doctrine they've been taught that's in error. You know, I tell people all the time, you listen to me preach, I am not going to validate what you've been taught. And what I am teaching is not going to fit what you've been taught. You've got to turn loose of what you've been taught to come on into the revelation of the kingdom and the revelation of Jesus Christ and the revelation of the man Christ Jesus. You've got to turn loose of things you've been taught, because it's not going to line up with the word God's putting in me and what God's revealing to me. But if you'll turn loose, because there's spiritual wickedness in high places. There's things been taught and put in place high up spiritually that shipwrecks man and gets him off track to what God really wants to reveal and work in him. So when Paul is talking here, how that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, it's against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He goes on and says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's good. Like I said, we can quote all this, but can we break each weapon down and realize what it's for? And I'll tell you right straight off, everything in that list of armor, except that sword of the Spirit, is for your defense. It's not for your offense. The only weapon you can fight with and attack with there is the sword of the Spirit, which if you learn to use it, it's mighty in God. So I may be venturing into this these next few sessions and covering the armor of God, but the main thing I want to encourage you to do, pray every day. Before you get caught up in the cares of life, before you step out that door, before you get comfortable in your daily habits, daily routine, come aside and pray. Seek that face of God and get God to give you a fresh vision, a fresh strength, a fresh working of the Spirit of God. And if you will, you'll find this walk with God and this daily dedication give you strength, give you wisdom, give you understanding, and you will not get as overwhelmed as you have been in what God is striving to work in your life. May God bless you. I pray this word finds a place in you.